We're now in a session where you sort of headed towards where either I give a presentation on East Fence or we open it up for discussion, and then if there's no discussion, you get to move over. But that doesn't get you off hook. So somebody must have some issues that they were thinking about talking to people about when they came. Whether it be voluntary mergers or something like that. And just remember, here, bring up my presentation on East Fence. Just in case there are no questions.
Are you sure?
Yeah, just bring it up. Okay. I don't want to see mine as an empty threat. It's not really there.
Presentation two, or?
No, East Fence.
I'll just pull up.
There you go. Anyway, so questions, yes?
Did I hear someone who was in charge to populate the area of the parcel?
Yes. Yes, we map room, and we have a form. If somebody comes in and says, gee, we think your area on your assessor's map is wrong, we would, could you please check it? We say we would, but we're going to charge you to do it. I mean, we will glance at it, and if we think it's supposed to be an acre, if it's an acre and we have 4 acres on it, then we'll do it. But many times, most of the time when people come in really in that situation, by and large, it's like, okay, you say we've got 0.98 acres, and we need a full acre in order to put a granny flat on our property because of zoning, and we think it's an acre, and would you please read that? And we said, yeah. And we charge
$32
an hour. So we charge usually $32.
So what would you do? Do you have it in your ministry or without a CAD?
Yes.
Without a CAD, with the most current legal description we have. So any of these records or surveys or anything else that has available to us?
And then we let AutoCAD calculate it. We usually, if it doesn't close, then we're trying to figure out the error sort of based on, okay, we take the longest line and move it, or we take the last line and move it to determine, well, we think your acreage is between probably this and this based on the legal measure. So, Jason.
And that information, when they take it over to planning, they're fine with.
Oh yeah, yeah. What's that? Well, that's always a good question. Usually, they're coming because the surveyor said, "Hey, we take the information that the assessor has in his, on his roll." And so if the assessor says on his roll that it's 0.98, you've got to prove different. So it's not. So when we bring the other one back over, then yeah, they usually take it over at that point. If they doubt us, they'll would do it themselves. But yeah. Yes?
The issue that I had is that the losses will be covered with the math are not efficient as the so whatever area is in the math is something that the appraiser of us we use for as a part of the property. So it's not efficient by any means.
Right.
Absolutely. So how can you justify that?
Oh, I guess in a sense we're just good point. I don't know. it seems like we're always constantly doing the same thing. We're saying don't trust what we're doing. But we do it anyway. I guess. Yeah, we like to draw things. So somebody else. Any other questions? Yes?
I'm just curious how many other counties keep unrecorded cameras.
Unrecorded, I guess.
Yeah. Township, township of range, or do you have like some sort of?
Our recorder, we don't, at the assessor's office, we don't keep them, but the recorder does keep them. For us, someone many years ago built a kind of a bin, and they ended up with like three different ones of different styles in the sense that that was the concept, that they had a bin and they gave them a number. So they ran bin number C2 or something like that.
So I'll get calls from the surveyors. Oh, I'm looking for this unrecorded map that they refer to, because the recorded maps refer to the unrecorded maps. Times for their reference.
We'd have to ask Todd how many more, if they have any other unrecorded maps that the recorder doesn't have, but the. So I guess I don't know if the surveyor has any others. I do know our recorder has some that are in essence not recorded. You know, the ones I was talking about. And your question was how many other counties? I guess about half. Any other questions? Yes.
We had an issue pop up a while back. Has anybody else dealt with multiple subdivisions? Airspace? No, it's condos without a condo plan.
How's it getting rid of that?
Yeah. That's kind of what we're trying to figure out. A conversion. Unfortunately, the city bought off and approved it and recorded it.
Oh, the same.
Recorded it as what? I recorded it as a 3D parcel. Recorded as a parcel now. They had use agreements, but no specific condo. No CC&R.
There's nothing coming after that, or
you don't have a legal condominium.
What's that?
You don't have a legal condominium.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to do a condo without having a condo.
A lot of times,
by calling it a vertical subdivision, they're supposedly there's some.
The common areas, 10 feet below infinity, it's completely unusable space, but it's an airspace and qualifies.
This one has upper and lower elevations. But it's parcels and space.
What are the upper and lower elevations?
That is 10 feet above the ceiling, the ground.
Really?
Yeah. It's a weird situation. I don't remember all the details. I did a project that got dropped on me sort of right when I started. And it's been a pain in the butt ever since. I haven't seen any more of them. And we're trying to figure out if it's a 10% feet water, it's the way the bleacher.
Well, was it recorded?
Really hoping it's 10% feet
wide. Was it recorded as a final map or a parcel map?
Parcel map.
And so, the county okayed it.
No, it was all city. The county had no say.
What the city did was just give approval for the land development. As far as actually creating a legal community, it has to follow the statute.
Right, so they called it. Easement, common use agreement,
rather than common. So there's some easement.
Yeah, Ventura has one also that goes there where they have. It's a track map by the city, and those lots were floating at different levels. And then they came back with some levels with the condo plan. So there's actually some of those.
We've had some similar. We called for a meeting and had the person involved in creating it come. And we wanted to say, if you want us to give you some layer of voting, you need to give us some kind of idea of how to plot this. And they did eventually.
If it burns down, how are we going?
Yeah, it's got great.
How plot precisely where it's supposed to be. It was more they didn't want to call it a condo for whatever reason. They ended up spending more money on lawyers to convince everybody that they could do it this way, then they would have just gone along with that.
Have they built sort of?
Or have they? I have not seen any subsequent development on it yet. I keep hearing that it's in the works. I think the initial plan was it was a mixed use. They were gonna lease out units but not actually sell anything. So I don't know. I have no clue what ended up being the major factor.
Since some plan has to go to the state to be reviewed, obviously we're trying to avoid all the costs of getting all the stuff ready to send to the state and just let the city do it. Certainly on PUDs, they are getting so creative that it's very hard to keep up with them. And I think this is another one of those. It's like a PUD that they're saying doesn't have to be considered condo, but they look so much like condos you can't possibly tell the difference anymore. Next, any other questions? So let me read this for you. So any other questions? Okay. Starting at 5:30, we're going to have a happy hour. We're going to have a local beer tasting with full pour, and there are also wine and hors d'oeuvres. Please join us before you head out to dinner. We were talking about going over to Moby Dick's, which is on the wharf. I thought I would go over get a table for 40. No, it's a large restaurant, and I think they can handle as many as would like to come over. So if anybody wants to, is wondering where everybody else may be going for dinner. I just said that
was. Say that one again.
It's Moby Dick's, and it's on the wharf. So it's the wharf's right over here, and it's out on the pier, it's one of two restaurants, the less expensive of two restaurants out there. I thought somebody didn't have any other choices and wondering where everybody else was going, I threw that out. But in the meantime, before we do that, don't forget our beer tasting. I don't know, one of our former mappers was here for like 20 years, left doing right away work independently, but he also, along with some other people, partially in the associate office, that have started a brewery, and they've been going for about a year, and so there's beer and wine. Make you wander around yet again. It's back on the patio where we had lunch. Oh, secret.
Really good beer.
I have that.
Really good beer.